Hi, my name's Ryan, and today I'm going to be talking about one way that people coped during the Great Depression. Did you know that on average, the age for girls being trafficked into prostitution in the United States is between 12 and 14? Most of those girls aren't even in high school, they're still in middle school. 293,000 people is the number of kids at risk right now for human trafficking. These girls could see up to 15 people per day. That's just one girl. That's 105 people per week and 5,460 people a year. That's 1,000 more people than the population of Platte City itself. Prostitution like this dates all the way back to the Great Depression, when families were really struggling for money.
Hotspot. Independence police arrested 24 people in a human trafficking sting at a hotel at I-70 and Nolan Road.
Before the Great Depression started, women who were flappers in the 20s needed something new and turned to a new way to obtain money. These women and girls were brought to things called ringer houses or a bordello house, which is a prostitution sex house. And there they were registered, and then they were medically tested to make sure that they were clean of disease. See, there were two types of houses. There was the ringer and the independent. The independent house was owned by one person, and they didn't have multiple places. They were just one. But a ringer house belongs to a ring or a chain with a central office, kind of like a chain store. These girls that were there were registered at the office according to their age, complexion, their measurements, such as height and the width of their waist, and they were also registered by their years of experience.
Police arrested 15 people for prostitution and recovered 4 human trafficking victims.
That was just a clip from a current news that just happened last week in the Independence area. There was a woman by the name of Polly Adler, and she ran more than a dozen bordellos in the Manhattan area. And that was just in the Manhattan area, but people all over the United States were setting up bordellos and sex houses to sell people for that money. These bordellos that Polly Adler ran were more like a beautifully furnished clubhouse used for sex, not an apartment. Polly Adler was tried 13 times in court, and every single time that she was tried in court, she paid off police to keep quiet and to get rid of her sentence and to keep her record clean. Most of these women volunteered themselves, but a large number were forced into it. Most men who were forced into it at the young age of 12 and 14 had committed suicide by the age of 16 due to the force that they were being placed under. In modern day, every 30 seconds, someone is taken and becomes a victim to human trafficking.
Prostitution arrests involve people in their late teens to their 50s. Many times they'll get a signature bond and be encouraged to get help. Wade says many people, mostly women, feel they have no other options. Groups like hers are working to get prostitution decriminalized.
The KSHB News Channel stated earlier this week that in an independent investigation for one missing person, they arrested 15 people for prostitution, 3 for patronizing prostitution, and 2 for promoting prostitution. This is all affected by the start of it all back in the Great Depression. Now, women and children are targeted in easy to access places next to hotels, airports, and highways to make an easy escape. And if you yourself go shopping in a mall or outdoor shopping outlet, or you go to an amusement park by yourself, you are at risk. And Let me tell you, it's not just people who are struggling. Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots and Kraft Mac and Cheese, who has a lot of money and is well off, married, was caught buying sex from a woman in a spa just a few weeks ago, and that problem has only progressed and is putting teens in the United States at risk for human trafficking. So us banding together, you, myself, and other people around the area can put an end to human trafficking. And I hope that all of this can go deep into your heart and that you can understand that not only does it affect people around the world, but it affects people in your own backyard. But thank you for listening to my podcast. And I really hope that you guys understand the extents of human trafficking and how it dates all the way back to the Great Depression. I hope you guys have a blessed day.